I'm Mailing a Bat with Tom Hughes. He's right there, starring in Shepherd. Hello.
Hey. I'm enjoying your backdrop very much. I haven't seen that cottage for a little while, so it's nice to see it.
Well, I want to hear all about this cottage. So it actually existed, yeah?
No, that's been built. Yeah, so that's only the facade. The inside is in a studio, but that was there. So like, if you were to stand by the door of the cottage, so basically behind me almost, in this world that we've created, the lighthouse wasn't there. So I had to imagine the lighthouse, but the cottage was there. So there you go. We had that facade.
So that was some really great method acting on your part to imagine a house, a lighthouse.
Yeah, but there was a lot I was imagining, you know, so you just kind of, you make the most of it, I guess. To be honest, I didn't have to imagine the island. So the truth is that's the most important thing, isn't it? The island is almost like the main supporting co-star in this movie. I do feel like it's a character in the film. And to be on the island and to be filming on the island and have that, the awe-inspiring power of nature was a gift. So, you know, if I have to imagine the top half of a lighthouse, it's not much to ask, is it? Let's be honest.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the island. Was it as creepy as it looks? I mean, did you isolate yourself there?
A little, yeah. I mean, you know, the thing about nature is it's the most incredibly, like, it's the most inspiring thing in the world, isn't it? It's the most amazing thing in the world. But it's also, there's such power in nature that if that is a negative power, it's also overwhelming. And I think for Eric, the island is that. I think it brings out a lot that is happening within him. And so I really wanted to immerse myself in the nature as much as I could. I only have 3 weeks to prepare for the film. So I felt like that, trying to live it as much as I could and stay in his rhythm was important. So yeah, I didn't start off isolating myself. I was in a hotel. There's a little town up there called Tobermory that we stayed in, which is right on the coast. I was in a hotel there, which a lot of the crew were there, but I just thought I need to stay in this rhythm with him. So I went to the other hotel on the island that was in the middle of nowhere. There was only like, I think, one other guest and me and the guy behind the bar, and that was it. And I would just spend my evenings in there on my own, and walking around this hotel on my own, which was great. You know, I had a good time.
Oh man, it just looks so gorgeous too. Did you spend much time with sheep? I mean, did you have to learn how to shepherd?
And I'm sure anyone who does know how to shepherd would be able to recognize that in the film. There were people there. There were people who live on the island who would come and kind of help. I mean, all those things are usually, the things you do over time, aren't they? I genuinely think it's important to get those things right. You know, if you're playing the piano in this, I would try and learn the piano part or whatever it may be. I think that really helps. You know, if the director is able to go from your hands playing the piano to your face, suddenly you're an audience. You're not asking the audience to suspend their disbelief. They're in there with you. But I didn't have the time to do all of that stuff. And for me, the most important thing to get right was, you know, what Eric is going through in this film. It felt very important to me to make that viscerally, tangibly real. And that took all my energy to try and make that resonate as much as I could and feel recognizable as much as I could.
Well, let's get a little actory. Tell me sort of how you got there. How did you get to those emotions?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know. But, I mean, did I? I mean, I watched it back and went, oh, I wanted, you know, you always do. I'd be like, I wish I could have done that differently. But I guess, you know, like I read this on holiday, the script, and it was an odd choice of setting to read it because it was so different to where I was at. And I was completely immersed in it. And I felt very empathetically towards Eric. And I also felt like Russell had mapped out his psychological state and what he was going through with such a degree of sensitivity and such a degree of bravery, actually, within this genre piece, and that, and it really stuck with me. And the residue of that, of living in his shoes for that hour and a half as I read it, really stayed with me. And so I, like any part, you wish to do justice to that, and you have I have a responsibility as an actor to try and make anything you do as tangibly recognizable, particularly someone like myself who's drawn to social realism anyway. I think you've got to try and make it that. So I went to everyone in my life that I felt could help shine a light on how that would, what that would do to you, how that would make you feel, how the body would react. Because also I was aware that in this film I only had that. I didn't really have dialogue. I didn't really have other actors. I had to make it visceral. I keep using that word, but that is kind of what I went back to. And how would the animal that Eric is feel? And so I tried to find that rhythm and that vibration and stay in it, hence moving hotels, hence listening to music as much as I could, hence going off on the island if we had an hour, and just trying to be at one, be lost in the in nature like he would be. And for me, it's about trying to find his energy and stay in that and try and be truthful to that and ride whatever crest of whatever wave arrives. It's kind of, you know, and I hope, I you know, like anything, you watch it back and you do it differently every time you watch it back. But, you know, hopefully it resonates on some level with the movie.
You know, I'm looking at you now, Tom, and I feel like you were a little bit beefier then, yeah?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Did you know, like, they wouldn't be feeding you? So, you know. In your
head. Well, I had just been on holiday. You can't forget that.
I want to talk about the dog who I was madly in love. Are you a dog person? Did you bond with this dog?
Yeah, I did. I said that to someone a minute. So like you, at the beginning of the film, there's big shots of the van driving, and that was me driving the van. So with the dog, and like, and we just had a drone. So I spent 3.5 hours in the van on like my second day or whatever with the dog. Shuggy, her name is, and I fell head over heels in love with this dog. She was my own, you know, apart from Richard and Stoddy, the cinematographer, who obviously were great supports for me, amazing supports for me. But you're there, it's on set. Shuggy was kind of my own friend. So when we got to the end of filming, leaving her behind was one of the hardest things I think I've ever done. You know. What are you gonna do, man? A Shuggy won't care. She just walked away. She wasn't bothered, man. It was all in my mind.
Give me
a
biscuit. So fun film. Thank you so much, Tom. It was really great to meet you.
Yeah, a real pleasure. Thanks again for the backdrop.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I tell you what, the Isle of Mull is the most beautiful place, and you could ever. I mean, Scotland is breathtaking. Anyway, but there's something about the Isle of Mull being, I think it's like 85% uninhabited. It's incredible. So if you do ever have the chance to go, I really would advise it. It's breathtaking.
Oh, cool. I want to stay in that house too. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
You too. Take care.
Quick up! What? Quick up!
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.